Tonight I'm talking about faith basics. Faith basics. This is part number one. I don't even know how long I'm going to go on this, probably till the end of the year. Now I want you to understand something. When I say faith basics, I'm not talking about faith as in what you would consider what we talked about maybe last summer when we did a whole series on faith, okay? I'm not talking about faith and believing God for something. I'm talking about the faith, meaning Christianity, our walk with God, who we are, what we do as believers. Just in talking to some of you guys, I found out some things about kind of the culture of shift, the kind of people that are coming, what's going on in people's lives. And I found out something that, you know what, the turnaround in this place is tremendous. You know, as I look around the room, there are a lot of people that I don't know your name, but I do know your face. Don't feel bad about that, because there are so many people that come through a church of 17,000 people that I can't possibly know everybody's names. I'll try and at least remember your face. Okay? And don't think for a minute that I don't love you, because I got much love for y'all. Okay? So just remember that when we're talking about faith basics, we're talking about our Christian walk. Some of the things that we should be doing as a Christian, but no one ever taught us, or maybe we weren't listening, or maybe we hadn't gotten that far in the Bible yet. And I think that as we learn some of these things and put some of these things into practice in our lives, even though they're the basics, did you know that you cannot get to the deep things of God unless you have the surface level understanding of the basics? And did you know that when you get to those deep things of God, that if you don't have the basics in place, you will not be able to operate in the deep things of God? Because the basics really are the deep things of God. Let me say that again. The basics really are the deep things of God. What you've known, what you've heard, what the men and women of God have taught you, what you've read in the Bible, really is a simple gospel. Hard to find, hard to understand, but once you get it, you realize the simplicity of the gospel. Paul told the Corinthian church, I don't come and preach you in words of wisdom of men and philosophies. He says, I preach in the simplicity of the gospel. And that the weak things of this world should confound the wisdom of this earth. See, people don't understand the Church of Jesus Christ doing three things and living a life that's better than everybody else. You say, Pastor Dan, what are those three things? Well, go to church, read your Bible, and pray. The world says, go to church, read your Bible, and pray, and your life changes. How does that even work? Doesn't it get deeper than that? Don't you have to like have a certain posture? Don't you have to do a certain thing? But the problem is that they are not connected with the spiritual realm like we are. And God isn't trying to make this hard on us. God is not putting trick questions into our life as a Christian. God's not trying to trip us up. God's not trying to make it so hard that we can't enter in. What God is trying to do is get us involved in something that is so simple that it blows our mind that if we don't do it, all of a sudden, we realize the ill effects of that. But when we do it, when we diligently go after it, and we'll see this tonight, then it changes everything. Tonight, the first thing about faith basics is belief. We have to start with belief. The reason why is because you can't even come to God unless you believe Him. You've got to believe that He exists. If you don't believe that God exists, then what are you doing? If you don't believe in something, one person said, you'll believe in anything. But I'm not talking about believing in something. I'm talking about believing in someone. And that someone is Almighty God. In the person of Jesus Christ. And now living in our hearts in the form of the Holy Spirit. This is our God. And you say, Pastor Dan, the Trinity is such a complex thought. How can we even understand it? Listen, we don't understand it. We believe it. It's a simple gospel. It's going to blow your mind as we go through this series how simple God has broken it down for us. We're going to go through a lot of things. We may even go through the end of this year with this series. But we've got to start with belief. If you don't believe in God or His Word, then we've got a problem. Because everything I say tonight is based on God and His Word, and you're not going to believe or receive anything that I say tonight. And your life is going to stay the same. But if you can simply believe that God is, that's the very start of your Christian walk. I was having a conversation today with a well-respected man of God, Pastor Dave Simmons, and he said, thank God we don't have to have a full revelation of God before we get saved. Think about that for a second. Thank God we don't have to have a full understanding and revelation of the entirety of the scriptures before we get saved. The reason why is because none of us would get saved. Right? But in order to even get saved, what you had to do was simply what? Believe. We couldn't be saved if that was the case. But we do have to have one thing before we get saved, and that is faith. Belief. I'm going to use those terms interchangeably because the Bible uses those terms interchangeably. Without faith, it is impossible to please God because we must believe. Faith and belief are used interchangeably in the Bible. Actually, let's look at that. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Very familiar verse. But this is where our walk with God starts. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him," capital H meaning God. "For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Didn't say He rewards those that know everything about Him. Didn't say He rewards those that have done everything that the Bible commanded to do. No, it says there's one requisite, and that is you start at faith, and then you diligently, passionately seek God. Will you mess up? Of course. We all do. I do. But if you're diligently seeking after God, there is a reward that is waiting for you. We sang about it tonight. But the problem that I see in the American church, and especially among young adults, is that we have gotten tripped up with beliefs. Oh, we talk a good talk. We even identify ourselves as Christians, but when it comes to actually believing God and believing the Word of God, our hearts aren't there. I was doing some study, and there's a research group called the Barna Research Group. George Barna started it, and they poll people. They call them on the phone, and they ask them certain questions. And this is what they said in 2007, okay? This is a couple years back. But in 2007, they said, "Few adults possess orthodox views about Jesus and the devil. Currently, just one-third of Americans strongly disagree that Jesus sinned." Now, stop there for a second. One-third of Americans strongly disagree that Jesus sinned. That means two-thirds of the population, according to their poll, okay, out of 1,000 people that they researched, two-thirds of those people thought, well, Jesus could have sinned while he was on the earth. And yet the Bible says that he was without sin. These are people that identify themselves as a Christian, would say that they attend church, would say that they believe the Bible is true, and yet they believe that Jesus could have sinned. That's foolishness, that's ignorant, and that is not believing God at His Word. Let me read on. "Just one quarter strongly reject the idea that Satan is not a real spiritual being." Are you kidding me? That means they don't believe in the devil. Listen, the devil is very happy about that fact. You know why? Because if he can beat, excuse my language, if he can beat the crap out of you and you don't know it's him and you never go after him, he can continue to kick you from pillar to post day after day, night after night, week after week, and you will never do anything about it. You'll cry to God, you'll pray, but you'll never rise up and take authority according to the Word of God, and he will continue to wreak havoc in your life. Why? I don't believe in the devil. Jesus talked about the devil. Excuse me, Jesus talked to the devil in Scripture. You can see it. So where do we get off saying there's no devil? If God said it, it must be true. Because the Bible says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." Don't just believe what someone says. Listen, everything I preach to you, everything I say to you, you need to be checking out the Scriptures and making sure it's correct. You say, "Why, Pastor Dan, are you teaching us false doctrine?" No, I'm teaching you an uncompromised gospel. But listen, if what I say goes against the Word of God, you have an obligation to not believe me, but to believe the Word of God. This is not about what I say, it's about what He says. And yet we've gotten compromised in our thinking. We believed our teachers at school. We believed the instructors and the professors. We believed our friends. We believed movies. I remember when Jurassic Park came out. Next day on the news, scientists are researching bringing dinosaurs back. I was like, oh my goodness. Armageddon comes out. Could aliens be going to attack our capital? And I'm thinking, you guys are being blown about by every wind and wave that is coming through the media. Whoever believed Hollywood? Listen, the only place TV never lied to me about was New York. That place is really dirty. It really looks like what you see on TV. That's the only time I walked through New York, I said, man, TV didn't lie to me about this place. But every other place, TV lied to me. And every time I found myself trusting in what I saw on the movies and TV, I ended up getting burned and saying, dang it, why did I believe TV? And yet, the news media is putting out stories because why? People think, oh, that stuff is real. The X-Files. Oh my goodness. Aliens are among us. You know? And we all can laugh because it's ridiculous, but what have we believed about ourselves because we saw something in a movie? What have we believed about our friends because we saw distrust on a screen? What have we believed about the Church of the Living God because somebody made a preacher look like an idiot and a fool and they made it a front page news story? Amen or oh me? Our walk with God starts at our belief. You got to start with our belief. You can't even become a Christian without believing that God is. You have to start at our belief. John chapter 6, verse 68 and 69. Is this okay tonight? Praise God. Better be okay. I'm all riled up. I will. Just thankful they didn't say, what was it? Holla at your girl? John chapter 6. It's the first time for everything, right? John chapter 6, verse 68. Jesus just revealed himself, just told a multitude of people that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. They said, we can't accept this teaching. Many people deserted him. Jesus turns to the 12, his inmost disciples, guys he hand-selected, and he says, do you also want to go away? Verse 68, but Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Now look at verse 69. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I'm going to put it up on the overhead. If you don't have an old King James version, I want you to take a look at the overhead for a second. John chapter 6, verse 69, in the old King James, KJV, Peter said this to Jesus, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. What's he saying? We believe first. Lord, I remember I was fishing one day, casting my net all night, hadn't caught anything. You said, go ahead and cast on the other side of the boat. And I said, we've been fishing all night, but at your word, I'll cast out. So they cast into the deep for a catch, and they pulled it in, and the boat started sinking. They had to call in another boat to come and help them out to get in the fish that they brought in. Lord, I remember that. I remember at your word. I fell down before you and said, I'm a sinful man, but you told me you would make me a fisher of men. I believe. Philip could have stepped forward at that time and says, you know what? You saw me under the fig tree. You came up and told me that there was no lie in me. Said you saw me there. I believe. Could go through each and every one of the disciples as they were called. Matthew could have said, I was there at the tax booth collecting taxes with all my hang-ups. And you came and you spoke. We believe. But look at this. We believe first and then later, because of our experiences with you, Jesus, because of what we've been through, because of the persecutions, because of the people coming after you, now we are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So you have to start at belief because you know what? God is not going to reveal himself or reward anybody who's not diligently seeking him. If you think you're going to get this by getting knowledge first and then you'll believe later, you're wrong. You got it all backwards, and that does not work in the kingdom of God. God doesn't say you evaluate first, and then once you make that evaluation, then you step out on the word of God. No, it says that you hear the word of God, you believe in your heart, you confess it, and then God's going to show up afterwards with confirmation. Why? Because God has bound himself to his word. God responds to faith. God does not respond to our knowledge, to our education, to how cool we are, to what kind of car we drive. God could care less. God doesn't care if you're a player. God doesn't care if you're, you know, the most brainiac. God doesn't care if you're a gamer. God doesn't care about any of that stuff. God cares if you're in faith. I like what Smith Wigglesworth said. He said, God will jump over 1,000 men to find one with faith. God's looking for us to believe him. And that's the second thing tonight that I want to pull out, is that we must believe God at his word. At his word. Peter told Jesus, at your word I will launch out. Many people, when they brought the sick to them, at your word, Lord, speak the word and I will be cleansed. If you are willing, Lord, what does Jesus do? I am willing. Response to faith. You have the words of life. You are the Christ. Here's Lazarus dead in a tomb, and Jesus is speaking to his sisters, Mary and Martha. Martha says, I believe that you are the resurrection and the life. You have the words of life. We must believe God at his word. You've heard of faith like a child, right? You know where we get that is from the Bible, because the Bible says that unless we humble ourselves like a little child, we will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. I want to read this to you in the Message Bible, and then I'll explain to you what it's saying. But in the Message Bible, Mark 10:15 in the Message, go ahead and look at it on the overheads. Jesus is speaking to the disciples, and he's got a little kid with him, okay? So I want you to picture Jesus, the disciples around him, and he's got a little kid, right? And he says, these children are at the very center of life in the kingdom. Mark this. Unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. Jesus is traveling with the disciples. Here come the little kids, right? At one point, the disciples even said, no, don't bring those kids around Jesus. Don't get them around the master. They're going to bug him, screaming and running around. Keep them away. He's not going to lay his hands on them. Jesus said, no, let the little children come to me. For with these is the kingdom of heaven. And he said, grabs one, he brings one to him. He's giving him an object lesson. He sits down. And the Bible says in some instances that Jesus actually had one of them in his arms. Can you imagine Jesus just holding on to a little kid? I know when I grab my son, when I grab my daughter, I hold on to him. I love him so much. It's just an amazing thing. My son has started wanting hugs now. That's just an amazing thing to me, because he's putting his arms up and just wanting hugs. You know, I say bye to daddy, hugs. He wants hugs, you know, so I bring him in. You imagine Jesus just sitting there with a little child, just loving him, just hugging him, the innocence of a little kid. And he says, unless you, come here, sits him up on his knee. Unless you become like this little child, humble yourselves, you can't enter into the kingdom. What is he saying? Imagine Jesus is talking to the disciples, and there's the kid over there. Kid's name, let's say the kid's name is Nathaniel. And he says, Nathaniel, come here. Come here for a second. Nathaniel stops, puts down the sticks and the rocks, because that's what they played with in those days. And he runs up to Jesus, right? He says, come here, come here. Give me a hug. Gives him a hug. Sit up on my knee. Sits up on his knee. What does that mean? Everything that Jesus told the child didn't question him. Child didn't negotiate with him. Child didn't hesitate. Child did everything he said to do. Why? Because he's older. Because he's Jesus. Because he was told to do something. If I tell my daughter, don't run out in the street, I don't have to give her an explanation. All I have to do is give her the boundary. If I tell my child, this is what you're going to eat for dinner, she may try and negotiate. She may cry. But you know what? She ends up eating some dinner. If I were to tell my daughter, that when Daddy was a little kid, the sky was pink. And then later on, it turned blue. She would believe me. Why? Because I said it. I would never tell my daughter that, by the way. What's the point that we're talking about? Unless we accept God's kingdom. What is God's kingdom? His rule, his reign, his ways, his will, his word in our lives. That is the kingdom of God. The fullness of who God is. Unless we accept him at his word, we will not enter the kingdom. That means that we have to not only just believe that God exists, but that we have to believe that his every word is true, that it works in our lives, that if we do it, we will succeed, that if we follow after him, that there is a reward that is coming to us. That's why we can sing the songs of heaven. That's why we can look forward to the day when our redemption draws near. But that's also why we can stand in faith today and believe God for the impossible. That's why we can look at this economic situation and we can say, no, I'm not participating in that. My God is bigger than that. He'll take care of my needs. That's why we can mark stuff down. We can speak the word of God. And then God will show up and confirm his words with signs following. Like what G.K. Chesterton said, he said, when people stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing. They believe in anything. And I think that that has marked this generation. Because we've said, you know what, I don't believe in this Christianity stuff. But I do believe in aliens. I do believe in dinosaurs. I do believe in magic. I do believe in fate. I was watching a television show just the other day where a guy brought over some lady to do where they move the furniture around. I want to say feng shui? Yeah, feng shui. And he's saying, you know what? I haven't been getting respect from my employees lately. I need some feng shui. I'm like, no, you don't. You need to give them a kick in the pants and get some respect. And you need to give some respect too. Because what you sow, you'll reap. That's how you get respect, is by giving respect and then living a life out that commands respect. It doesn't matter if the pulpit's over here or over here. If I preach, you're going to hear it. Doesn't matter if the pulpit's turned. You're not going to get it anymore. If I stand on the table or stand on the platform. It doesn't matter. There's no such thing. But yet we will believe all this foolishness. But then when it comes to the word of God, we have a problem. We have a problem believing that Jesus didn't sin. We have a problem believing the virgin birth and the baby in the manger. Man, I tell you, one of the best things that ever happened for me was that I watched the movie The Nativity. Because as I was looking at it, I was like, well, you know what? The archaeologists, you know, they don't really know what the place looked like and the star and this and that. And God spoke to me and says, don't you believe in the Bible? And I had to stop and say, well, of course I do. But God, you're asking me this for a reason. And I found out that I had gotten so muddied up with some doctrines of men that I stopped believing the simple gospel of the Bible that says Jesus went into a manger where he was wrapped in swaddling cloths and the star shone overhead and the magi came, and I started believing all this other stuff that had been put in my head about the traditional site is here and this is where it could have been. It might have been in a cave. And excuse me, I believe what the Bible says. And I remember watching that movie and going, you know what, doggone it, that's probably what happened. That is it. Look at that. I know it didn't look exactly like that. Of course not. These are actors from today. This is Hollywood stuff. But you know what? That's how it is, because that's what the Bible says, and that's what I believe. Now tonight, we got about 10 minutes. And I want you to just talk to the people at your tables. Okay? I'm going to ask you a question. Are there areas in your life that you find it difficult to believe God in? If you can be honest. Listen, I'm honest with you guys tonight. It's been a tough week for me. Found out that somebody has cancer that I love. Been through a lot of stuff with the daughters conference coming up next week. My wife is pregnant and she's on the edge. And they're getting ready, man. God has got something amazing, because all hell is breaking loose against our staff right now. Finance of this church have taken a nosedive. It's difficult times right now. And we had to let one of our employees go. That just stinks. That's hard for us to do. Our hearts are just torn out of our chests, dropped on the ground and stepped on when something like that happens. Because we love these people so much. They've been with us for a long time. That's the kind of week I've had. I've been in meetings that I don't want to be in this week. heard things about people that I don't want to hear. Somebody approached me, telling me about what was going on in their family, talking about their fiance was running around with so-and-so. And yet, it doesn't matter what my circumstances are, I've got to believe the Word of God. Got to believe it's true. Got to believe it works. Got to believe that everything that God says is real and will come to pass in my life as I diligently seek Him, because that is the reward of a faithful life towards God. So tonight, I've been honest with you. Be honest with each other. Are there areas in your life that you're finding it difficult to believe? Even if it's something as simple as, you know what? Jesus on the cross. You know, I'm just having trouble with that. Having a hard time there. Be honest with each other. You know what? If you don't know the people at your table, maybe there's not that trust that's built there and you feel like that's an intimate thing, find somebody in the room that you can talk to. Okay, I'm going to sit at this blank table right here, and if you feel like you can talk to me, you can move from that table. Nobody's going to get their feelings hurt. You can come sit with me. And then, if so, find a scripture for your situation with the people at your table. Pray and believe God in that area. Now, there may be some of you guys in this room that are all gung-ho, and you're like, I don't got any problems believing the Word of God. This is not where I'm at. Well, listen, then it's your job to listen to the people with love and to help them find a scripture because you're so spiritual, and pray with them, okay? Does that sound good to everybody? All right, go for it. You got about 10 minutes.